Just back from a tour of refugee hotspots in Macedonia, Serbia and Croatia, UNICEF's Marie-Pierre Poirier warned that the crisis in Europe now clearly affects women and children as never before. The UNICEF special representative said that 45% of the 93,000 people passing from Greece to Macedonia in October were women and children, an 8% rise since September.
Clearly, the numbers are not decreasing, the overall numbers of people in the move. The idea we had for a while that winter, bad weather, rough seas and all this would create a decrease in the flow is not proving to be the case.
According to UNICEF, in June, only 1 in 10 of those making their way north through the continent via Macedonia was a child. In October, that number shot up to 1 in 3. Offering an explanation as to why people continue to make the perilous journey across the Mediterranean Sea from Turkey to Greece despite the colder weather, UNICEF's Marie-Pierre Poirier indicated that it's become cheaper to do so.
When you talk to the families on the move, and we had many contact with mothers, fathers, young people, they tell you that, and you ask why is it that you are risking your life, they say, well, right now the prices have gone down. It looked like smugglers, because of rough weather and, possible more difficulties, are giving a discount to anybody so that to keep the numbers up.
So far this year, 190,000 children have sought asylum in Europe at a rate of about 700 a day. But that's just the official number, and there are concerns that the real number of vulnerable people heading north through Europe is twice what governments are able to register. UNICEF's Marie-Pierre Poirier also said that the number of unaccompanied minors has also doubled in the last month, while many other children lie about their age to avoid being taken into care. She expressed concern about reports of sexual exploitation in Greece and said that UNICEF has deployed a rapid assessment team there at the request of Athens. And while Poirier praised national authorities for trying to manage the flow of people as best they can, she called on the European Union to do more to alleviate the travellers' anxiety that borders will close. It was this worry, she said, that convinced heavily pregnant women that they had no choice but to give birth and move on soon afterwards, or else refuse medical or humanitarian assistance for fear of losing their place in the queue at the border. Some progress has been made in the way the most vulnerable are treated, Poirier said, explaining that it's now accepted in the Macedonian town of Gevgelia that women and children no longer have to wait in line for processing with men, and they can instead get some rest in UNICEF shelters. But Marie-Pierre Poirier warned that amid what she called a never-ending flow of people, the main concern is the fast-approaching winter and the fact that the agency's winterization program is only 20% funded. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.